He's just nicking from other songs.
He is, I think. That's Living in America. Is that James Brown?
It's James Brown. It was your choice.
I know it was.
All the music in the world, and you chose James Brown.
So I did.
Your choice. Did. Yeah, the final ever Friday Meltdown.
It is pretty final.
The last ever trip through the maze that is the Friday Meltdown. Therefore, I have to introduce for the very last time, Mr. Wolf. Hello,
hey!
Mr. Wolf. How are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely fine. I love that little song just now, but you could change it to Living on the Isle of Wight.
Why would we want to do that?
Because I live on the Isle of Wight.
Well, yeah, that's very factually why we want to do that, but why?
Why not?
No, nothing against the Isle of Wight. I'm planning to move there in a week and a half time, but, you know.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Wolf. The last time on the Friday Meltdown. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're good. We're all right in this studio.
Okay, yeah. So today on the show we have me, Kieran. You know me quite well.
Hello.
We have Olivia.
Hello.
And we also have...
No one else.
Just us.
No one else.
Because they've deserted
us. We have the voices in our heads.
Oh. jolly quiet there today, then.
It is. It really is.
Has anybody left?
Alison's at Reading. Mm-hmm. Reading Festival. Sarah's... Now has gone back to the land of Father Ted. Mm-hmm. Leanna, I think Leanna's still here. Just didn't invite her.
Whoops. Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Jasper, Ben's gone home. So yeah, it's just us.
Just us. Last one standing.
Oh dear. Well, I mean, I hope you're trashing the place so that no one's there.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it's crazy. You won't believe what Olivia just did.
What did Olivia just do?
She just signed a receipt. So there you go. Not really trashing the place, if I'm honest. Because we've got a recording here over the next couple of weeks. We've got other things to do.
Oh, exciting.
How's your week been, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, not too bad. This and that. You know, there's been double episode of Holby City this week.
That is exciting.
I know.
What happened in Holby City this week?
Do you really want me to tell you?
No.
I don't know. I used to watch it ages ago, so I probably wouldn't know who any of the characters were now.
Okay, I'll start with the first episode, okay? Firstly, there's a little bit of what happened previously. Then there's the titles.
Oh, my goodness.
And then storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing how Kieran's learned to play a trumpet. That's really impressive.
That's the only know four notes.
No.
Sorry.
Well, I'm still impressed.
Anyway, moving on from Holby City, what else have you done this week, Mr. Wolf?
Oh, what else have I done? Well, apart from watching telly, not a lot, but at the moment, I'm avoiding all the scooters on the island.
You have a scooter rally over on the Isle of Wight
Tell us a bit about that. Isle of Wight. Well, basically, 5,000 scooterists. You can call them mods if you want, or you could call them scooter boys and scooter girls. Let's have equality now.
Equality Day, if I may remind you today.
It's a what?
Women's Equality Day.
Well, yesterday was Burger Day, and yeah.
We've got someone paying attention. Yeah. I love it. Excellent. Things we were chatting about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All the scooters on the island mean it's harder for you to get sheep?
Well, it tends to scare them a bit. I mean, it is fortunate in one way, because if they're driving down one road along a field, I mean, you get another load along the field, it scares them into a corner. But it's just like, well, pick and mix, dive in. Wonderful.
Pick and mix sheep.
Yeah.
So this is the very last time we're going to hear from you, Mr. Wolf, on Burst. Have you enjoyed your times on the Friday Meltdown?
I've had a great time on Friday Meltdown. I mean, you're such lovely people to invite me onto your show, and it's been such a thrill for all those millions of people around the world to listen to me.
Sadly, Alison's mum is at Reading Festival this weekend, so we've lost 100% of our listenership. A fourie was listening a moment ago. Maybe we've still got a fourie, maybe we haven't, who knows. So Mr. Wolf, what have been your overriding memories of the Friday Meltdown?
Let's see now. Having fun with Alison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she can't speak properly because she's American, and so everything she says is wrong, and everything I say is correct.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
I mean, that's up to debate, maybe. That's debate, yeah.
Yeah. Choosing the music for, you know, you ask me one want to hear and you don't play it.
Yeah, no, that's all right, no. If you, I mean, you know, maybe we can resolve that today. Maybe we could play something you want to hear.
Yeah, okay. What else? Well, just being generally famous.
Just being generally, you are Bournemouth famous now, Mr. Wolf.
Yeah, but I won't be now. I mean, I've had my... how many minutes of fame, and after today I'll just be forgotten in Bournemouth.
But maybe you'll be able to make it to graduation, and it'll be like when, you know, when Biggins went on Big Brother, and he, you know, his fame gets revived throughout the year because he's no longer just pantomime season, he's now summertime Biggins. Sure, maybe without all the references to the Nazis, but
didn't he get kicked out?
He did, yeah. Well, yeah. But if you ignore that, if you ignore those sides, then, you know, you could be famous forever, Mr. Wolf.
Well, I am on Facebook. I'm open to new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Wolf.
So if you want to add Mr. Wolf on Facebook, you can.
Done.
How are you spelling that, Mr. Wolf?
It's Mr., the full word, but you have to put two I's in.
So Mr. Wolf.
Mr. Wolf. I mean, anybody who listens to Burst and puts me a friend request in, I will accept that friend request, and then they can see all the updates about all the model making that's been going on in this house and all my adventures.
It's more fun when you went outside. It's just like now Mr. Wolf is just making a Cylon something from Battlestar Galactica.
The Cylon's made. I mean, the video's on YouTube. If you put Mr. Wolf in YouTube, you can see Mr. Wolf in action.
Mr.
Live.
Wolf in action. You can hear Mr. Wolf in action actually live. It's not live on YouTube, is it? It's live now.
It's live. Well, it's there for posterity. And if you become friends with Mr. Wolf and you look up my Wiltshire adventure from last year, you could see me getting attacked by a penguin.
There you go.
Amazing.
Why would you not want to? Any questions for Mr. Wolf before he goes, Olivia?
I can't. What, are you going to have a good bank holiday?
Oh, I expect so, yes. There's Formula One this weekend, of course, and GP2 and GP3, I believe.
Mr. Wolf, do you want to know who is on pole for the GP2? Because the listeners won't, but you will.
I'd love to know. Go on.
You want to know that Antonio Giovinazzi is on pole.
Oh, no, that's fantastic.
Yeah, that is great news.
He did the double in Azerbaijan.
He did. It was absolutely incredible, wasn't it?
Yeah, fantastic little man. He really is.
He really
nice
is tiny.
Cat.
He looks like Charlie Simpson as well from various things. And also second is everyone's favourite attracted to pianos and anvil driver, Pierre Gasly. How do you think about that?
Oh, bless him. A little Red Bull car. Yeah. Oh, well, it looks so sweet.
We got.
Although, I have heard a rumour that the one and only legend that is Sergio Canamassis is back.
He is back. He's 16th in qualifying today, behind in 15th place. A good friend of mine, the big O, the Ulster, Ollie Rowland.
Oh, brilliant.
Anyway, we are just talking to one another now, as we would off air. So we'll catch up with that through other forms of communication. Mr. Wolf, any last things you want to say whilst on Burst?
I'd just like to say that it's been an absolute pleasure for all of you having me on here. And I will look forward to any future radio time that may be available if anybody gets a radio show and wants me to be on there. You know, I do, you know, weddings, bar mitzvahs and everything. I'll come along, sign a few autographs, pictures taken for £15 a shot.
I want to see you selling photos 15 quid a shot at bar mitzvahs. That's what I want to see.
It could happen.
Thank you ever so much, Mr. Wolf. Round of, come over, because we haven't done this yet, a round of applause for Mr. Wolf. Because it hasn't happened yet all year. Thank you ever so much.
All my fur's getting wet through tears.
You don't cry. You haven't got emotions. So, yes, Mr. Wolf, thank you ever so much for everything you've given over the last 3 or 4 months of doing this. Sorry that we had to cut you off once for swearing, but apart from that, it's all been absolutely wonderful. Mr. Wolf, thank you.
And thank you. And good luck to everybody at Bournemouth University. And I hope you will do very well in your careers.
Aww.
Well, we'll try. What do you want to hear, Mr. Wolf?
Except for the bloke who stands by the bus stop of an evening. He looks a bit strange.
Okay. Okay. So, Mr. Wolf, what, as one last song, as you get to choose something, what do you want to hear?
I'd like to hear Frank Sinatra, My Own Way.
My Own Way. That's not what it's called.
That's a sort of, like, Fleetwood Mac, Frank Sinatra gel.
Frank Go My Own Way.
Frank Sinatra's version of a classic Duran Duran song.
Not the same. Mr. Wolf, see you later.
Bye. Way.
And we're actually playing it this time.
Oh, good.
See, we're good people.
I might listen.
And now, the end is near. And so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case.